Val. You know, it's her first time to the mansion, and she's my best friend, so I just wanted to drop dead.
How thoughtful.
Allow me, you pose.
Okay. I'm dropping dead.
Mission accomplished. May I take your coat?
Do I get a stub? No, and you don't have to tip him either. Oh, she's got no class. Come on, Val, move your ass. Only with more bathrooms. You never have to wait.
Come on, still stuck in Flushing, and you're living like Jackie O.
Jackie O's two doors down.
Jackie O's your neighbor?
Uh-huh. And you know, she's very concerned about John John. You heard he quit the DA job, huh?
Really?
Oh, yeah. And now he ran off to California with that blonde fish.
Oh, God. Go have kids.
Honey, it's all in how you raise them. With mine, I got no complaints.
You've been there, Daddy, for 2 weeks.
And I've worked wonders with them.
Shut up, Brayton!
You shut up!
You're giving me a nervous breakdown!
You see? Before me, they never communicated.
You know, you're gonna get pimples too someday if you ever grow up.
Oh, that's a pimple? I thought it was a small planet.
Leave your sister alone.
I can't! The gravitational force is sucking me in!
Give it all she's got, Captain. I cannot break away.
So pathetic, Brayton.
We both hate you.
Good, then my work here is done.
What's your problem?
I guess I'm just bad to the bone.
Oh, honey, you have no idea what bad is. Now, the boys Val and I went to school with, they were bad, huh?
Ah, the worst.
Oh, yeah, now they're all taken.
You remember Lenny?
Sure, Lenny Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn... Oh, no, that was Leroy. But Lenny was bad.
And tough.
The kid had a smoker's cough in the fourth grade.
Really?
Ugh, he could blow smoke rings out of his nose. Either nostril.
Remember when he would light a match off his zipper?
Honey, I'm still dreaming about that one.
So he was cool, huh?
Oh, he was a god. The James Dean of Flushing. I wonder what ever happened to him.
I hear he's a big shot at R.J. Reynolds.
Oh, I should have nabbed him right out of reform school.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
Smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
If this facial doesn't work, I think I'm gonna kill myself.
Maggie, would you relax? It's just a little zit.
Yeah,
Shut up, Brighton.
I dread puberty. I have combination skin.
Here's where having me for a nanny comes in handy. You kids know that I'm a graduate of the Altissima Beauty Institute. 4 times Dean's List.
And yet she's so accessible.
What's that?
Orange rinds. You know, at Elizabeth Arden, they'll charge you $200 and call it aromatherapy. Trust me, you'll be gorgeous.
I see an improvement already.
What's this?
Some stupid thing at my stupid school.
Oh, a carnival. Oh, me and Val used to throw these for Jerry's kids.
Who's Jerry?
Jerry Lewis. He used to be hysterical. Now he's hysterical in France.
Yeah, right. Like we're gonna go to some dumb carnival.
Why? It says right here, fun for the whole family.
Wouldn't we actually have to be a family first?
Dad's too busy. He doesn't have time to spend with us.
Maybe Daddy's seeing other children.
Let's not be paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. Who said I was?
Help
Niles, we need drinks and keep them coming.
I take it, sir, the composer meetings aren't going well.
Why isn't there any new talent in this town? The man in my office is positively ancient. He's not composing, he's decomposing.
I got something that'll cheer you up. There's a big carnival at Brighton School this Saturday.
Oh, food, rides, games. Sounds splendid.
Huh?
By all means, take the children. Have a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of thought that the whole family would go. That would include the father.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm seeing composers all weekend.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
Why do I feel a butt coming on?
No buts. However, a carnival would be a good way for you to spend some time with your kids. And time is so fleeting at this age.
While I appreciate the skill and subtlety of your guilt-mongering, I am opening a musical in 8 weeks.
So?
I have no music.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'd love to go. Brighton, don't be so smart. Gracie, dear, take smaller bites. And Maggie, do try to be a bit more outgoing. Well, carry on.
Well, he's got my vote for Father of the Year.
Now, he would if he could, but he can't. I mean, the man has to make a living, don't he? Well, how else can we afford the lifestyle to which I've become accustomed? So I flunk facials. We'll color it in and call it a mole. There, you look just like Cindy Crawford.
I look like John Boy Walton.
America loved him.
Hey, Megs. Wow, you look really beautiful.
And?
And nothing. You look really good.
Shut up, Brighton.
Why are you being so nice to your sister? Who'd you kill?
Why does everyone assume the worst of me?
It saves time.
You know, we did handwriting analysis in school today. I found out I'm very vulnerable.
Oh, isn't that fascinating? Gee, I don't suppose you'd want to analyze my handwriting.
Well, sure. I'd happen to have a piece of old, unimportant scrap paper somewhere. Let's see. Why don't you sign your name right here?
Okay. Sucker!
What just happened here?
Honey, I am so far ahead of you, we're in different time zones. Ooh, a note from the headmaster.
You're kidding.
Right, Milhouse, Sheffield. You were caught smoking?
I was holding it for a friend.
Oh, please, Brighton. Smoking? That's disgusting. It takes the idiots that start that filthy habit years to quit. I still haven't knocked off all the weight.
Where are you going?
So what do you think? To tell your father?
You heard the man's busy.
Not too busy to hear this.
But he'll ship me off to military school. Can our country really afford that?
Brighton, smoking. Where would you ever even get an idea like that?
From you. Come to think of it.
Me?
Bad, bad Lenny Brown?
What? Oh. Oi.
So, maybe we should just keep this our little secret.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to blackmail me?
Let's just say, if I'm going down, you're going down with me.
Who are you, Edward G. Robinson? You think I'm going to be intimidated by somebody that could walk under a coffee table? He's going to fire me. I'd fire me. Just when I figured out the bidet is not a water fountain. Ugh, what am I doing? I quit. I got to learn to deal with my problems without a crutch. What's to eat? Was I thinking telling a story like that to a 10-year-old kid? On the other hand, if I told him to jump off the Empire State Building, hello, that was my mother's voice that just crossed the Queensboro Bridge and flew out my mouth.
But with such dulcet tones.
Oh, boy, this is so typical of kids. You try and you try, and what do you get? A slap in the face. Oh, my mother again. Niles, call an exorcist.
The previous nannies signed all of Master Brighton's discipline reports themselves.
You're kidding. The nanny can do that?
Of course. In fact, Nanny 6 retired with carpal tunnel syndrome.
You know, Brighton wanted me to sign that note, but at the time he was just looking to save his butt. Of course, now that I'm looking to save mine, it's not such a bad idea. Now, I've got to tell Mr. Sheffield what I did. If I don't, the evil eye will get me. I'll be hit by a bus for sure.
The evil eye? Your mother again?
No, Grandma Yetta.
No, Miss Fine. It's always a pleasure spending time with you and your family.
The kind of music that I hear for this show is kind of a, you know, Bacharach David, kind of a promises, promises thing. Bounce, bounce, lots of bounce.
I'm not sure.
You're right. Dated. Awful. Out.
Knock, knock.
Yes.
Miss Fine, what is it?
And quickly, please, we have 8 more composers to see today. And you're right up there.
Well?
Maybe this isn't the right time. I don't want to annoy you.
Too late. Go on.
Okay. It's about Brighton.
Yes?
Well, remember the other day Val and I were talking in the kitchen? Or was it the living room? Anyway, it was somewhere in the house. And it's such a nice house. You know, that's a lovely painting. Who are those people?
Miss Fine.
Well, it just said it brings the color out in the couch so nice.
Yeah, well, they say Rembrandt goes with everything. Now, what about Brighton? Is he injured?
No.
Well, is the property damaged?
No.
Is he missing?
No, he's right upstairs.
Well, then what are you doing here? Isn't this something you could handle on your own?
Honestly, Maxwell, what is the point of having a nanny if she can't take care of these things on her own?
Isn't that what I just said?
Yes, but I wanted to say it too.
Look, Miss Fine, whatever it is, just take care of it. I'm giving you carte blanche, all right?
All right. Oh, well, Niles. That was easier than I thought it would be.
You didn't tell him, did you?
No.
What about Grandma Getta's evil eye?
Oh, that's just an old bubba mindset.
Bubba mindset?
A bubba mindset. It's like an old wives' tale. Honestly, Niles, it's the 90s. For God's sakes, who believes in the evil eye anyway? Hey.
You're up early.
I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I had indigestion. Has nothing to do with a guilty conscience, if that's what you're implying.
Crepes.
Back off, Niles. I said I would punish the kid. What else do you want?
Dare I suggest syrup?
Oh, what's with the third degree? I tried to tell him. The man doesn't listen. Everything I say goes in one ear and out the other.
Good morning, Miss Fine. I've been thinking about what you said.
What did I say?
About spending more time with the children. Yeah, see, I've already started. Children, we are going to the carnival.
All of us?
Mm-hmm, the whole family. We're going to go on the rides. We're going to eat cotton candy.
It'll be like being a child again.
And it'll give me a chance to talk to Brighton's headmaster, see what he's been up to.
Oops. These things can get so sticky.
You know, I kind of soured on that whole carnival thing. It's so cold and windy.
It's in the gymnasium.
It's hot and stuffy.
It's fine. I've just rearranged my entire schedule, and now you're telling me you don't want to go.
Well, I'm not God. I don't make the weather.
But you insisted.
I wasn't feeling 100% that day. I think I was ovulating.
Your eggs, sir.
Well, you may stay at home, but we are going.
Do something!
Okay, I'll do what I should have done in the first place.
Here, here. Here.
Mr. Sheffield, I think there's something you should know. Brighton?
We don't care that you're on parole. Everyone deserves a second chance.
Fine, I'll tell him. Mr. Sheffield, when we go to the carnival, the headmaster may mention something about Brighton smoking, but he's quit and he's sorry, and there's really nothing for you to worry about. Niles' crepes are divine.
And so right.
My mother makes a blend that could double for a mattress.
Girls, you may be excused. Not you, Miss Fine. Smoking, Brighton. I can't believe this. What on earth possessed you to do this?
Are you through here?
That's beginning to look that way.
Well, I'm waiting, young man. What have you got to say for yourself?
I didn't inhale.
That is the most pathetically lame excuse I've ever heard. Go to your room. Not you, Miss Fine.
Mr. Sheffield, I think there's something you should know.
Well, I'll say. Why wasn't I told about this?
Well, I tried to tell you. You told me to take care of it.
I didn't know what the problem was.
Because you wouldn't listen.
Because you didn't tell me it was anything like this.
Oh, well, it's pointless to continue this discussion. You had chocolate cake yesterday.
What's that bloody well got to do with anything?
Low blood sugar. You're completely irrational.
I'm irrational? Me?
Yes.
You're the one twisting everything around.
Oh, so now I'm twisting.
You are the most exasperating, infuriating... I think I just had a small stroke.
Does that mean we're not going to the carnival?
Miss Fine.
Well, it's very easy for you to find fault. You're off all day with your glamorous theater people. I'm stuck at home working like a dog raising the kids.
You're the nanny. It's your job.
Well, you're the father. It's your job, too, Mr. Sheffield. Sir.
Just go to your room. Yes, you.
Can you believe he sent me to my room? He is so adorable sometimes.
I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love.
No, 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 no. Wrong. Totally wrong. Make a note. Fire the casting director.
Maxwell, you're being an absolute beast today. I love it.
It's just that I know exactly what I'm looking for. I need a Broadway star with huge stage presence who's instantly recognizable to the entire country.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Next!
He's tough.
You're telling me.
Break a leg, honey. His.
I love her.
Your song, please.
I get to sing too? All right. People in E flat. Hit it.
Miss Fine!
Well, I can dream, can't I?
Take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break. Miss Fine, we were in the middle of something.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm here. You know, you shouldn't leave the house with things unresolved. That's why men die young.
That's not why. It's because they want to.
The wife? The nanny.
Look, we both know that you walked out on me because you were losing the argument.
I wasn't losing anything.
Trust me, when you induce a stroke on your opponent, it's a sure win.
You're winning again.
But it wasn't a fair fight. You didn't have all the facts.
I don't think I can take any more.
Brighton got the idea to smoke from a story that he might have maybe sort of heard from me.
From you?
Kinda.
Well, what did you tell him?
Well, he said that he was bad, and so I told him about a kid that was worse. Who knew he'd take it as a challenge?
That's my boy, always striving to reach new depths.
No, I'm the worst nanny in the world. All right, Rebecca De Mornay, then me. Oh, I could just cut my tongue out. So if you want to fire me, do it now.
No, I'm not going to fire you. Although that offer to cut out your tongue might have some merit. I mean, if you told Brighton to jump off London Bridge... God, I'm beginning to sound just like...
No, don't you hate when that happens? I still can't believe that son of yours didn't turn me in.
Yeah. Why do you suppose that is?
Who knows? He's probably got some hideous torture planned for me later.
No, I think perhaps... I mean, could it be?
Why?
He likes you?
Well, stranger things have happened.
Well, you're the first nanny Brighton's made any kind of connection with. His mother was the only one that could handle him. They had a special kind of relationship. He feared her.
Fear, that's the key. Now we have to figure out a way to scare him bad enough that he never smokes again.
I sent him to his room.
Oh, please, with a widescreen TV and a fully stocked mini fridge, punish me.
So, what do you suggest?
Something much more cruel and unusual. We are going to have to consult the High Priestess of Punishment. Hello, Ma? Grandma Yetta!
Yeah?
It's Franny!
Who?
Franny, your granddaughter.
Oh, Franny. Hi. It's nice to meet you.
That's the one good thing about senility. You're always meeting new people. How you doing, Angel?
Thank God I still got my health.
Maybe you two could go out and have a smoke later.
Morty. Morty, you never look so good. Did you get hair plugs?
Oh, no, Grandma. That's not Daddy.
So who the hell are you?
Maxwell Sheffield. We brought you some babka.
Jake, put it away. Save it for my room. If they see babka, they'll all want...
Grandma, I want you to meet somebody.
Oh, I haven't seen you since you were this big.
No, Yetta, you've never met him before.
Oh.
Hi, Yetta, you sound like you're making espresso over there.
All right, I get the point.
Oh, no, you don't, Bobby. We're just getting started. Why don't you go visit with Yetta?
Over there?
Yeah, where the air is nice and fresh.
Come on, let me have a look at that face.
Fred, of course, smoking.
Smoking? There.
You smoke?
Me, it doesn't affect. I'm like a horse. But you know what could happen? We'll go meet Ethel. Phlegm in a hairnet.
Oh, please, not Ethel. Not Ethel. I swear, I'll never touch another cigarette again. Oh, God.
So what do you say we go grab a cup of coffee and break open the babka?
Babka?
Babka?